make the most of your time on the telephone. Here's a quick tip for great voicemail use. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So how much time do you lose playing phone tag? I have to tell you, I cannot stand that game. There are things you can do to eliminate that time waster, however. Start today. It's very rare anymore to actually talk to the person you want to reach the first time you call them. Before you pick up the phone to make another call, consider what you're going to say when you get the voicemail. If you want to save yourself time and time of the person you're calling, do more than leave your name and number on the voice message. So here's something you shouldn't do. Hi Sam, this is Sally Smith. Please give me a call. Click. Consider this alternative. Hi Sam, this is Sally Smith. I'm calling regarding Project X. I have two questions that will take about 15 minutes to discuss. The project's on hold until I get your input on these items. Please call me at 888-888-8888. I will be in the office today and tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Central Standard. So once again, this is Sally Smith, 888-888-8888. Thanks so much and have a great day. Click. Note that in the second message, Sam had much more incentive to call if he wants Project X to continue. Sally's given him details. So she's said why she's calling. She's given a call to action to Sam to let him know what she needs from him and how she can be reached. Notice she gave her phone number twice so that it could be easy to write down. Think about it. How many times have you listened to a voicemail on your phone and you've had to replay it multiple times just to get the phone number? It's aggravating, isn't it? Keep people in a positive frame of mind and make it easy for them. Also notice that the second time that Sally spoke her phone number, it was certainly slower. She practiced a little technique in that she wrote down her number herself as she was saying it. By physically writing it down yourself, you slow yourself down enough that the other person can write it down easily too. And then the best time to catch her on the phone so that the phone tag is not continued. So what's Sally's trick? Well, before you ever make a phone call, expect to get voicemail and write out the script that you can go through to make sure that you give all the important information. If you can, ask your questions in the voicemail. This gives the person time to research or think about it before they call you back. This saves everyone time and is respectful. Writing your short script ensures that you ask or say everything you need to and make sure your use of time is even more effective. Do you want more effective telephone tips? Then go to productiveandorganized.net and use the search bar for 9 tips for effective telephone use. I'm so glad you listened. I hope you have a great day. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized will help you find your way. Have a great day, and to your success.